You are now listening to Out of the Blank.
Welcome to another episode of Out of the Blank. I'm back again with my esteemed colleague, a listener of my heart and a listener of my soul, a listener of my podcast, one of one. Thank you. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you so much, Robbie. It's good to be back. Is this a third or fourth time? Do you remember?
This is your third time.
Third time? Cool.
I don't know what you want to talk about. I had a dream last night that could be a possible movie.
Yeah, you always have dreams like that. You crazy? I wish that I had dreams like that. Very rarely. Although I did have one really good lucid dream a while back and found I had some control and stuff. I was running through an airport and all of these people were trying to kill me. And so I was having to like sneak my way around things and stuff, try to avoid as many people as possible. I ended up taking out a bunch of them ninja style. I guess I had some cool ninja moves too. And went just through this entire airport scenario from like the beginning where you go into the entrance all the way down to a huge airport. It was crazy.
Do you ever smell in your dream or taste anything in your dream? I heard that's like one thing you can't do is how you know you're in a dream.
That's interesting. Yeah, that makes sense.
I've never thought about it so much to where I was like, so I guess that's how you could probably lucid dream easier. If you like, why can't I smell anything unless you have coronavirus? But I mean, It's interesting because there's subtle key things, but I had this dream and I want to see if you think this would be a good movie idea. So I've been like thinking like in my head, I feel like everybody's got a voice in their head or their subconscious, whatever they want to call it. And I started looking at it. Like, I feel like I have like multiple personalities. Like there's just multiple voices in my head. There's the dark one I don't like to listen to, but then there's like this dream. It's like all of it, like they decided to clone me. And I was like, okay, so we think cloning is going to be like an exact replica of yourself. But for this one, you have to give a piece of your original self to be able to grow a clone. So people think, oh, you mean giving an arm? No. This goes into like your subconscious and pulls out the anger, makes that into a you. It looks exactly like you, but it's all angry. It's like another emotional representation of you. And like, there was like seven of me in a room. And it was so weird because I was like, so what do you guys want to do? Anybody want to like, and I just tossed out bowling. I guess my brain just said, let's go bowling or something. And there's just one of me that just goes like fucking hands up in the air. Just goes, I don't want to fucking do that. And I'm like, who are you? And it's like, it gets to this whole like thing. And I'm like, that would be a great movie scenario.
That's cool. Robbie right there. Cool. Robbie's like, fuck bowling.
He's like the pessimistic one. He's like, oh fuck, I don't want to do that.
That seems like a lot of work. You know, you have to get in the car, drive there, go in, put on new shoes
and relax.
That's right. There's like, Hulu to binge.
I think it's a good movie pitch.
I think it's a little close to Inside Out though. They might Pixar might try and get on you for that one.
Every time I start talking about something, it's already been created. Everybody's like, I heard that on Black Mirror. I'm like, you asked me like 10 times. You're like, have you ever heard of Black Mirror? Because exactly what you're talking about in this episode is from Black Mirror. I'm like, I don't know what that is. I just finished Cobra Kai season 3. And it's funny because I was at work. So to get through my hard cardio sessions, I like to watch Netflix. So I spent 3 hours on the elliptical and I watched a couple episodes of Cobra Kai. And someone that I used to work with comes up to me and just goes, what are you watching? And I was like, I'm watching a Cobra Kai. And she's like, your reaction, like watching you grin and smile just while you're like, nothing's going on, but I can just see your face. You're like getting so intense and excited. I was like, it's real. Like I grew up on the Karate Kid movies and stuff like that. So this is like awesome that I get to see this ending. They had Mr. Miyagi. They had like the emotional moment with him. I started tearing up a little bit on the treadmill. And I was like, maybe I'm getting too in touch with my feelings. I need to like kick puppies or something.
Oh, welcome to my world. Every single thing that I watch makes me cry anymore. Like almost everything. They hit me with that sad piano plinky music. And it could be like a hemorrhoid commercial. And I'd be like, oh, that bastard. His hemorrhoids are really killing him.
He's so inflamed right now.
I understand what he's going through.
So you should have a level of empathy, but you got to be careful. You got to be careful.
But at the same time, I still have all the action. And emotion too, like when something badass happens, I just like jump for joy. Yeah, yes, this is the best. I laugh out loud and probably wake everyone up while I'm watching One Piece at like 2 a.m.
It's like when you see the movie Dodgeball and they win at the ending when he puts the thing, and you're like, oh shit, like that's a real intense thing. Even though when I was a kid, I was just like, okay, cool, it's just another plot line to a movie. But now it's like, does that, is that because you're actually taking in what you're viewing? Like, how many people watch something, but they're usually on their fucking phone when they're doing it, and you miss a lot of things? And then maybe it's,
I think you do, especially if you're on your phone. It just sucks that little bit of attention away that you needed to catch all the subtleties of the movie.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just taking the time to be able to view something, but I feel like it's a little bit too fast paced. So I'm like, everything's fast paced in life. Or, you know, if you're not doing, like now when I watch Netflix, I got to be doing something else. I got to be doing a cardio session to be able to actually focus in on the show. Or I got
to, I can watch One Piece and listen to a podcast at the same time on my phone.
You're not truly taking in the content. You're not truly taking in the content. I'm almost tempted,
but then I'm like, no, I've got enough stuff going on at one time. I don't need to.
You got to actually truly, it's like when my grandma had this saying of taking one potato chip and putting it into your mouth and then truly like enhancing the, I tried it and I was like, no, fuck this. Like it's too much. It
takes such patience.
It's, I don't even call that patience. Sometimes it's just being psychotic. Like, here's the thing, that dream I described, it could be a movie. Mm-hmm. I think everyone has something that we in society might consider a defect or something that might be an issue that needs to be fixed. But how many times can you use it to your benefit? I think all those ideas or thoughts that go into my head, all those voices in there, they are crippling at times if I let mm-hmm. them be, but they're also positive too, because it also, like, my brain is thinking of multiple areas or where to go in a conversation mm-hmm. or jokes to say or a line or something or a way to figure something out. And I think those are all part of those voices. There's the one that's trying
to, and you can solve a problem from a whole bunch of different angles.
Yeah.
Using the different pieces of you. You know, you have the experience to look at it from multiple angles, which would make your problem solving skills way better.
I just realized where this dream probably came from is Jimmy Neutron, where they cloned him multiple times. He had different emotions.
Hey, what do you think? If you have sex with your clone, is it gay?
I mean, you're loving yourself, so what's the difference between?
That's what I thought. I thought,
why
it was,
do you
like,
gotta ask that question?
I always thought it was kind of like masturbation.
This is a kid's show.
Well, strap in, children. Strap in.
I guess it would technically be. I don't know. How do you feel about that? Because then, yeah,
it's tough for me because I am a slut. So it would be really hard to not. But I think at the same time, maybe that little logical part of my brain would be like, come on, dude.
I don't know. You have to pitch it right. I think it's all about the sale pitch. Like, I think that's why we get sucked into a lot of things, is someone's like a really good, like, able to, like, I talk about like the phone. If I introduce the phone into your life, but I describe it as this device that is slowly going to take away your capacity to love your own children and have a connection with the people around you, and all your time is going to be consumed into it, you're going to freak out. But then if I'm like, hey, you can watch porn on it, fucking all my whole argument against it goes out the window.
This device is slowly going to undermine your relationships, and your wife will yell at you almost every day because you are stuck on this device, but you need this device.
There was the voice that helped me out today when I was my chip on my card. I have to get a new card. I was putting it into the machine and it kept saying like card error, cannot read chip. And she's like, swipe it. And then when I swiped it, it didn't work. And I'm like, I just, in my brain just went, all your fucking money, anything to be able to buy anything or to be able to even survive is on this card. And now you can't use it. And you have to probably wait 2 weeks or 3 weeks for a new one. And my mind just goes, oh, what the fuck? And then she's like, here, let me try. And she types in the numbers. I'm like, that one helped me get it. Like, I wasn't saying what the fuck to her. I was just saying it out in general. But that voice helped me get my transaction over with.
Sometimes you need that brusqueness. It gets people moving along. Yeah, I've noticed that, though. Like, every time that I go to use my card, I can never guarantee that stupid chip's going to work. It's supposed to. And then if the chip doesn't work, I find half the time the strip doesn't work too. And it's like, come on, that's why the strip's still on there.
I've not come across the peaceful Robbie that's like calm and submissive energies. I feel like they just, every clone just beat the shit out of them and threw them in a corner.
It's so difficult, man, that just being calm sometimes in public in general, because I'm really agoraphobic and I don't really like being around a whole bunch of people and stuff. And so when I'm in public, I'm already at like a couple of notches above the normal level for anxiety and stuff. And just everything just, I want everything to go as smoothly as possible. You know, every transaction smooth. I hate it when they have to, they mess up on something and have to take something off or, you know, and just, it's just usual mistakes. But sometimes it's just like, oh, come on, you know, of all days.
What's the biggest thing that weighs on your mind?
This world, man, this world fucking sucks right now. It's like everyone is just playing against everybody. It's like a big game, and like that, the haves are just playing games with the have nots. And it's so subtle, but at the same time, it's so blatant. And every time I try to tell people about it, they call me a boomer.
Well, I talk about it a lot on my show, and then people just call me a millennial or something. And I'm like,
yeah,
we're all basically talk, like a lot of these talks have been deep introspective ones, at least of recent. It's just because it's, that's kind of, everyone's thinking about what's going on. And I'm at least you're being observant. The fact that we can't do anything about it is another factor that comes into play. But I mean, man, it makes it look like a little bit more like a simulation. I'm like, if more people looked at this thing like a simulation, they're going to be more than willing to just go after their goals. But also there's the bad part end to it where it's like, then people are going to kill other people. And I'm like, all right, that's the difference between a normal person thinking we're in a simulation to a schizophrenic or some type of crazy murderer thinking we're in a simulation. I have infinite lives.
That I would prefer not to think that we're in a simulation, because there are a lot of people out there that would go GTA, and there's enough of those people already. We don't need to raise that number of people up. If they thought that we were, if there were more people that thought we were in a simulation, there would be a lot more chaos, I think.
Well, imagine if we were, though, like one day you just, you know, you pop out of this tube with some things attached to the back of your head, like Matrix. Did you ever see how the Matrix, they did that lean and shit? They had people in green screen suits holding a board and would lean back and have them. I was like, damn it. I don't know how I thought they created this, but this is how they created this. I did not expect
that. It was weird. I felt like waterboarding almost.
I guess. I mean, leaning back and then having someone like
people batteries. That's crazy stuff. But at the same time, man, there are sure a lot of weird things about this life that's really hard to explain. And, you know, sometimes matrix theory does explain a couple of things here and there. So but at the same time, it's
most people think of this. Most people eat unborn children in the morning. And what I mean by that is chicken eggs. Those are unborn. And we just call them eggs. That's breakfast. It's like, if I was an alien coming down to Earth and I looked at everything that was going on, I'm like, oh my God, these people are fucking nuts.
So technically, and this is pretty gross, but it's not really, it's unfertilized completely. So it's more actually like the chicken's period.
That's even worse. That's even worse in my mind.
It's their menses. So there's not actually any baby chicks that die in those eggs because they've never been fertilized in the first place.
So fire.
I know, I get a lot of fresh eggs.
You're eating the blanks. You're eating.
I live in Portland. I get a lot of fresh eggs.
I'm not against it. I eat eggs too, but I'm just looking at it like, if you really like are another species coming down onto this planet, there's a lot of shit you'd be like, these people are fucking weird.
We do. This whole chicken industry is pretty gross in general. I mean, the only reason I do chicken and red meat is just because of the fact that it's the cheapest meat out there. You know, I'd love to be able to afford to feed my family fish once a week, but man, it's expensive as hell.
If you could, tuna's a dollar.
Well, tuna, but I'm not going to make tuna for the family. Come on, we're going to make a tuna casserole or something. Yeah,
I eat canned tuna every day. Although, what are you talking about?
A good tuna casserole is pretty bomb, I will say. I haven't had a good tuna casserole in a while.
If you could tackle one problem in the world, what would it be?
Gosh, man. I need to tackle this midlife crisis I'm going through right now.
Did you buy a Ferrari yet?
Putting me through the ringer. Nah, I bought a new car for the missus, so now I don't have money for my new car.
At least you have a midlife crisis when the wife is happy.
Yeah, true. Well, you got to keep them happy. Happy wife, happy life. That's what they keep telling me.
So what are you really ripping apart with right now? Like, what's the midlife crisis kind of?
I bit off way more than I could chew in the podcast game. I was calling myself the podcast masochist because I have like four freaking podcasts going on, and it's so much to keep up with, along with having a 7-year-old and a special needs 4-year-old and the whole family and work and being the sole wage earner in the family and stuff. It's so much. So I'm thinking I need to strip it down and go back to the flagship, just go back to Mixed Media Forest. And if I want to put a an anime section in. I can do that because I left it a real open-ended podcast. If I want to put in a meditation section like my meditation podcast, I could do that. It's an anything goes podcast. And I think that it would make my hobby break down to a smaller amount of time a week that I could handle it and could keep up on. And I also need to find a new career because I'm cleaning houses right now and it's good money. I get $25 an hour and yeah, I could still do it for another 10 years, but what do I do after that? I'm not like in setting a job or a career or anything. It's just me working for myself, cleaning houses.
I don't think you're the only person that ever feels like that in their life. I know I'm 23 and I'm thinking of it too. It's why a lot of my episodes talk about identity crisis and people, they're like, yeah, you're 100% right on that stuff. And I'm like, yeah, no shit. Cause I know what it's like. Cause I'm going through it. I mean, I'm getting stressed. I'm getting white hair in my beard. I'm getting stressed out and stuff like that over that. And people are like, cause
yeah, and there too, lots of it. And the goatee.
But people are like,
get those streaks down at like Dr. Strange style.
But people are like, you're absorbing wisdom. And I'm like, experience, sure. But it's also a big factor of stress that's only going to get worse considering about the pressure we put on people to succeed, because succeeding is being like a million followers or all these types of things. And I'm like, yeah, 4 podcasts. You want to cut it down a little bit. Same kind of problem I was having. Like I post every day and I start going, but I'm the one in charge of this thing. Like nobody's. So same thing with you. You can just choose. I'm going to take a break on this one and I'm going to come back to it later. You're not going to, if the true followers or people that actually want to listen to you aren't going to give a shit.
Mm-hmm. And they do listen. It's crazy. I don't know how. I'm almost at 30,000 listens for the flagship. So
I
should just keep up on that one. I'm glad you listen. Thanks. I listen to you too. You know how many podcasts of yours I've listened to now? You just say 800. I'm only like behind by, I think, 5 episodes now. And, I have been listening since like 425, I think.
So that's, you still got crazy. The other 425.
That's crazy how many Robbies I've listened to.
That's too much.
You know what I've noticed about you? I've slowly watched the breaking down of Robbie as we go.
Wait, what?
what it is that you get all this knowledge and it's like cracking your little 23-year-old brain apart, you know? Like it's like, oh, so much knowledge so quickly. You were supposed to learn about this stuff and slowly have it weigh you down as you go. Like there's a lot of this stuff I'm just figuring out now. You know, which if I'd have known at 23, gosh, man, I'd probably have shot myself in the head by now.
I feel like I'm breaking. Like, I feel like there was a point where I was like, you ever see like when you get to see someone literally snap where like the little nerve in their brain just cracks? That's just what happened one day where I'm like, what is the fucking point of all this shit? And that's funny. Would you say I've gotten more depressed towards the ending, or have I gotten more like, have I improved than like what you've listened to at the beginning?
I think you're taking it in stride pretty well for everything. You've gotten kind of into the worldy lately, but I think you're taking it all in stride. You still got your sense of humor. Like some of those episodes are a riot. Some of them are so funny. And, you know, it's all you can do. You got to go one foot in front of the other and just keep going on with life. I say the biggest thing is we need to connect with nature a little more than we usually do. I like going outside, getting that sunlight. You know, walking around, seeing the grass, the trees, all the just thousands of colors of green that are out there. It's amazing. And it makes me feel a little more grounded.
I think what really hit me the other day was my podcast is like 2.5 years old. So I go, with the amount of time and effort I put into a podcast, imagine if my podcast was a girlfriend. Then like someone that had a relationship that started like a month after I started my podcast a couple of years ago, they just got married the other day. So I was like, oh, like my life could be like getting kids now and being this whole entire thing. Do I necessarily want that? But I look at it like, damn, I don't want to be like 35 and have a kid. Nothing wrong to the people that are 35 and have a kid.
It sucks.
But I want to be young when I have a kid, because I want to be able to do the things that, you know, like I remember I was 14 years old and me and my dad were playing football on the beach and my dad was probably in like his mid 40s. And I threw the ball at him. He started running at me as like a joke, trying to like get a touchdown. And I just dropped my shoulder and hit him in the rib and I broke his rib. And I was like, I didn't mean to, but the whole entire week after that, he's like, never again, man, we could play catch, but I can't do that type of stuff. I'm too old for that. I'm like, man. And then you hear like Theo Vaughn when he was like 11 or 8, his mom used to have him hold a mirror up to his dad's nose while he slept to make sure he was still breathing, because his dad was like 79. Like, wow, when he was born. Crazy. Like,
I remember that. Yeah, I remember hearing about that. That's fucking nuts, like, man. How do you even make a baby at that age? That's crazy. He must have been like right at the end, man. That must have been the last of the swimmers left.
That's what he said. He was the last of the sperm. He was clearing out the balls. Right.
He was that last retarded one that barely made it.
It's just, it's strange too, because I look at it like, I do definitely, like, I think that would help in another capacity too, because I believe if you take on a task or you do something, there's always an effect that goes with it. And whether you notice it now, you notice it later down the road. And I think an effect from talking to so many people is the amount of knowledge, and not really just knowledge, but also like perceptions of things that you probably shouldn't be understanding, because then you start worrying about things out of your control. And it's a big come to grips thing. Like, I mean, especially if you talk about like you, for instance, you're probably not where you thought you'd be, but you've achieved a lot, and you need someone to let you know that. Like, the same thing why I think it's important that like people say like, hey, you can't see what you've accomplished, but other people can see what you've accomplished. And I think that's important too, because it helps in a lot of ways. I think the best thing that warmed my heart was when I got a Snapchat from you and you were like, I just read this in the voice of you. And I'm like, what? And then you sent it to me and I was reading it and I knew how I read it. And I was like, that's exactly how you heard it, was this giant, like that whole entire,
where did it? And and I could, it came out of my mouth just in your cadence, just the way that you would be like having like a little bit of a conniption fit or something, like, and what's with the bucket, you know, or whatever. Just
what was it again? Perfect. I want to find what that was.
It was like, I donated blood once, but the gate, there was too many questions, and it was like something like, whose blood is it? Where did you get it? Why is it in a bucket? And it just kind of like, it accumulated as it went. So like at the end, it was like, why is it in a bucket?
We talk so much, I can't scroll back through all my messages.
Yeah. Yeah. That one was a good one though. It just came right out. I even do your Christopher Walken every now and again too. I'll be like out playing with the kids or something. I'll be like, kids, hey, get over here. Hey, you guys.
I think Mark was like, you have the good Matt Foley when I do the thing. And I was like, that's how there's that voice in my head that acts like that. That's like, what the hell is going on? And it's just like, I get it so much where like, I'm a very nice person but I don't talk to a lot of people. I try and be quiet. I try to stick to myself. I try to get my stuff done, but there's so much shit where I see stuff go around, like some dude being an asshole to someone in line, like hurry up or screaming like that. I'm like, where do you got to go to your miserable life? And then they just look at me like, right? What'd you just say? And I'm like, I can't help it. At this point, it's like, you start to understand, like, we're all in like the same fucking boat here, and we're all got our own personal bubbles, and I'm like, you can't just build up the personal bubble. I know how important it is to figure out who you are, this identity crisis we're all going through, but you have to understand there's people that just want to be able to, you know, live and survive. Yeah, as well,
it's hard too. But you have to have empathy for others. You have to know that person out there doing whatever to upset you is probably doing it just because they weren't taught any better, you know, that their mom and dad took off on them or whatever, they grew up in foster care, they, you know, were on drugs, there's a million different reasons why, but they just didn't learn. They didn't learn compassion. They didn't learn, you know, respecting others, respecting property. And they go through life like that. And hopefully one day they learn and, you know, become an actual human. But until then, they're just kind of garbage people.
What did you mean?
And I have empathy for them. I really do.
You said midlife crisis, and then you also talked to us about something like fish murder off air. So I'm wondering, is that part of your midlife crisis, is a fish murder?
No, but I got some fish because we tried the cat route and that did terribly. My kids are scared of animals, like small animals. It's the weirdest thing. Like every kid wants to touch small animals. My kids, a cat walks up to them and they about run. I don't know why.
Do you think it just freaks them out because it's like it's a being that seems like it has a certain level of intelligence and it's just freaky to have something that small? It's like,
I think they think they're going to get bit or scratched or something by every dog or cat that comes down the street.
What have they been watching?
Probably a lot of horror stuff. That's all I ever catch them watching.
You know what I hate is when I hear someone say, we had to put down the dog. And I was like, why? I was like, because it bit you. And it's like, what? I don't understand that. Like, I understand if the dog's crazy and it can't be fixed.
I guess it depends on the bite. But because, like, I've been bit by people's dogs, just, you know, you grab their toy up or something and you go to play with them and they bite you, like, hey, that's my toy. And I know, you know, like, okay, gotcha. I understand now. I'm not going to get on to someone and be like, your dog bit me. How dare it? Because that was my fault.
Yeah, if you honestly think about it, like I said, if we're a sentient being or some type of alien coming down here and looking at the earth and seeing how weird it is, people run up to another person's dog that this dog does not know, expecting loves and kisses, and you start grabbing its face and pulling its hair and giving it a pet and getting your hands near its mouth. If you're a random person, you did that to someone right now, they would punch you in the mouth. So why would you expect a dog not to bite you?
It's a stranger. You're going to scare that poor dog. Yeah, my daughter's really bad about that. She wants to pet them as much as she doesn't want to. And so she has to just talk to every single person that walks by. And it's hard because, like, I live in Portland and there's a lot of crazy crackheady people and stuff. And so, like, I have to, like, zoom her around and kind of put an arm around her and zoom her one way or the other. Be like, don't talk to this person. Don't talk to this person.
See, I think my brain recently decides, like, when I get out of my car, there's always a person walking their dog in my neighborhood. So they just, like, they look at me and, like, the dog runs up to me. I'm like, nope. And I just go inside my house. I might come off as an asshole in that way, but it's like, I don't want that to be the dog where I go up and pet it. And then, like, 10 minutes later, they go, all right, well, I'll see you later. And they start walking away. Then I just realize I have an emotional connection with this dog now where I'm like, he's gone. He's gone. And I'm just like, I don't even fucking know his name. It's just,
I get that with my house cleaning jobs really bad because most of my house cleaning jobs have lasted for over 5 years. Sometimes even longer. Like, I just lost one that was 8 years just the other day. So I get these relationships with the cats and dogs that are the reason I'm doing house cleaning in the first place. And I go and I give them loves and I pet them. And I watch these poor cats, like, that are already old, slowly go through their old age and get up there and get rickety and skinny. And it's like, oh, you poor little thing. And every time I go, I'm like, let me give you extra love. You need extra love because you little rickety thing. I don't know how many more times I'm going to get to see you. And then, you know, one day I go in and I feel like something's weird and they're gone.
I talked about that one time. I was like, shouldn't people look at something that something's hurt and want to help them? And then someone was like, but why does it have to be another job for us to do? And I'm like, you're right. It shouldn't be a task that a person has to go out of their way to help someone. But why is that considered a job? Shouldn't that just be a natural thing that we do?
And a lot of it is just something that we should do, something that we should have. I have compassion because I see those poor little kitties getting ready to die. I know they got, you know, months left to live. They're puking on the floor and stuff, and I have to clean up their little puke piles and stuff. But it's like, hey, they can't help it. They're just getting up there. But I can have compassion for them. I give them lots and lots of love and snuggles before they go. So
you only care about a person when you know they're not going to be around much longer. It's like, as soon as you find out you have stage four this, or if you're like in a retirement home, then people just treat you like you're insane, or they treat you like they have kids gloves on.
I think it's just, they're like, this puts a finite number on the days that they're going to be left around. And that if there is something we have to say, or, you know, if we want to spend a little bit of time with them or do something for them, this is the time to do it.
Yeah, but how we all know that our day is going to come one day. There might be a day you don't wake up, but we don't really consider that into the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, I consider it. I'm not super scared of death. I don't want it. I think I'm just going to hold out for as long as I can, try not to get hit by a bus and stuff.
That happens more than you think.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. That's a really bad way to go.
Oh, speaking of death, I never got into the fish murder.
Yeah. All right. So are you killing them, or are you just...
Sure. That's what I'm doing.
Wait, did you get fish? Because I always talk, it's like a godlike thing. You get to control these things that have such a low level intelligence. You control when they eat. You can literally rip them out of their life if you want.
No, I'm pretty good with them. I even do I even make them diurnal. So I turn on the light in the morning and turn off the light at night and stuff. They get fed twice a day. They're well taken care of. I don't use my godliness around them unless every once in a while I got to move something in the tank. And then they're like, the hand, here comes the hand. And they
move. I want to enjoy your appearance. And you're like moving the tank objects around.
So we got like, we had like 9 fish, and one of them was a Pacostomus, and the Pacostomus made it like a week and a half. And then he was upside down on the bottom, and I'm like, a Pacostomus, they're like so hardy. How did that die?
What do you mean a Pacostomus?
The algae eaters.
Those are not called Pacostomus.
Are they?
They're called plecos.
I've always called
them. There's an L in the name.
I know that, but you don't say the L.
They're called plecos. If you go to the store and ask for plecos, they're going to point you to those algae.
All right. Well, I thought Pleocostomus was the full name.
You listen to my show, so you might know this, but I did, when I didn't get math in school for like 3 years, they gave me
you bridges. Stared at a fish tank.
No, they gave me bridges. Yeah, I did. It went in elementary school. I remember
you mentioning that.
But in most of my math classes, that's what I did. But in high school, I didn't get math for 3 years. So they put me in a class called Bridges Credit Recovery, where I had 2 coaches for teachers. One was the basketball coach and one was the baseball coach. I wasn't supposed to be in there. It was alternative education.
That too.
For the kids that stab other kids. That's the group I was in.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I was the goody two shoe of the group.
I was the nice clean face, like sitting there like, oh my God. But I would just research because he would let me have my phone out because I was the only one that was not supposed to be in there. I just kind of got dicked over by the scheduling. So I just researched fish stuff and I ended up building up a fish pond. So I know all about fucking fish, but I've had fish tanks. I thought about getting another one, but I hate cleaning the fucking tank over and over and over again to the point where like it'll just go green. And I'm like, I just might as well just fucking save
them. That's why I got the algae eater, so he could help keep it clean. And
you then, still gotta change then the water it out. Goes
tail up. Well, it hasn't been long enough yet anyway. I've only had them for coming on a month now, and there's already been a murder.
Why are you saying murder? Why do you think he got killed by another fish?
Okay, so it was there about a week ago. I looked in at the tank. I saw all of them there. And there was this little white guy. And he's got like a little buddy that's a little reddish
white guy. It's always a white guy.
Always. Yeah, they're taking out the white guys. It's white hate, I tell you.
I hope I don't get canceled for that.
Yeah, well, look out. Here comes YouTube. So anyway, we woke up that morning and he was gone, not a trace. And I pulled out everything, looked around everything, checked any place that it could have jumped out, looked in the filter, looked underneath all of the equipment and everything in there. Totally gone.
What else do you got in that tank?
Totally gone. It's just a 10 gallon tank. It's not very huge.
No. What else do you got in there fish wise?
Oh, I've got the other ones are like chicklids, I think. The neon chicklids and
the candy.
Yeah, the ones that they make like pink and purple and yellow and
the guppies.
I don't know. They're pretty good size though.
Do they have like a Mickey Mouse fan tail?
Medium size. Yeah, kind of a fan tail on
that's,
them.
Those are guppies.
Chicklids or those something are guppies. Like that. All right. Well, whatever they are,
they're very very aggressive against anything that's not their own. But the interesting thing is, plecos. They don't have like any enemies, really. They're fucking algae eaters. They're like they're vegetarians, basically.
I think he was their test subject. That he's the first one they murdered. I thought long and hard about this.
You need I another think
all
job.
All four of the, job. Of the neon guppies that you, I think all of them got together. And like they're even all different colors. So there's Mr. White, Mr. Pink, Mr. Yellow, and Mr. Purple, right?
God
they
damn,
all got
Power
together
Rangers
and they freaking whacked him, man. They whacked the plecky, man. And so, yeah. And then like a week later, that little white guy just disappeared. Nowhere to be found. Completely gone.
We had, when I built that pond, we had these giant, the fantail goldfish, the ones with like the size of my head that have these huge long tails. We had 3 of them. And we added bala sharks into the little tank because the woman said that they wouldn't affect the goldfish. We had the, I think it was called the black moor goldfish, where its eyes look like a hammerhead. It's kind of popped out. But
yeah,
it's
I got you where they're like big round bulbs on the side of their heads.
It's a black goldfish. It was only one out of the 3 giant fantails that we had, and these sharks ate all of its fins. So the thing was on the ground, couldn't get food, and was just rolling at the bottom. He was still alive, and I was like, "What do we
that's
do?"
That's horrid.
So I looked at that as like that's murder. So I just took these bala sharks and fucking threw them out. Just like, oh screw it, you're gonna die, and this thing's gonna live. So now my plan was to fix and how to find and get a way for this thing to grow its fins back. Luckily, we had 2 kois in the pond. So one of the kois did the most amazing thing I've ever seen is that he would go under the black goldfish that was on the ground and he would lift it up, like swim up under it, and he would push him up to the food that so he could eat. And then slowly,
that's so sweet.
He regained his fins back, and they all died like a couple months later when winter
hit. Wow, I didn't know they could even grow their fins back like that. That's cool.
Yeah,
yeah, actually, but anyway, if, yeah, that one disappeared, and then both of the two goldfish that are in there, just two little odd man out goldfish, they both were like really sick for a couple of days, and one of them just keeled yesterday. And then the other one is kind of like bobbing around near the surface, kind of swimming sideways a little bit. So I think that the colored guys, wait, I shouldn't say that. I think that the guppies all took out the little white one, and then the goldfish, because they're little chow hounds, I think the goldfish ate it and they got sick from it. It's their karma.
Do you, did you test your water before you put fish in?
No.
Okay, so you need healthy bacteria in your fish tank that you can get at a store for like $5. It's just you pour it in there and puts healthy bacteria in there. It doesn't...
Yeah, I think I have some of that actually.
Okay, about to say, because guppies can survive, and basically if you just put new water in the tank without any healthy bacteria, they can survive in that. But plecos and stuff, those are fish that need like healthy bacteria and shit in there.
Right on, good to know. Yeah, the goldfish, though, they were kind of the odd man out anyway. So if they croak, it's, oh no, 19 cents. You were out so much.
You want a cheaper fish that's awesome? You can buy feeder fish, the little tiny small ones for like 5 cents a fish. Dude,
minnow guys.
They can grow like 12 inches. They grow fucking huge. Plecos grow enormous if they have enough space for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a 150-gallon fish tank in my living room as a kid for a while. One of my dad's buddies was moving. Yeah, really big one. My dad's buddy was moving and needed a place to keep it. So we kept it at our house for a while. And the fish in it were all like 12 inches long, 14 inches long. And it was still a little bit too small for them. So they'd ram into the sides a lot. I felt bad for them. Their poor noses were all beat up.
Why is that a sign of wealth? It's like having a bookcase in your house.
Right. I don't know. I don't even know why we had to keep it for the poor guy. It's like, you know, if you can't take care of your goldfish, don't get a 150-gallon tank.
It's like whenever you walk into someone's house, they might have graffiti on the side of their house or something like that, and their house might be beat to shit. But as soon as you walk in, you see a goal, oh my God, you guys got a fish tank. You guys must be billionaires. It's like, no, it's fucking, all they did is, it's like restaurants. They have the fish tank that's never really truly clean. It's kind of a little bit green. But I'm like, you see the ones in Vegas that are like crystal white. I'm like, how do you guys do that? Like, I couldn't even do that for a month.
Dentist's office. Dentist's offices always have the cleanest fish tanks.
Yeah, but you're cleaning people's teeth. I hope to God you're not going to a dentist that has a dirty fish tank.
True. That's a sign of quality, right?
How am I going to trust you in my mouth if you can't even clean the goddamn fish tank that is reeking up the office? It smells like ammonia.
It's hard to trust them in my mouth anyway. I had a hell of a time the last time I went to the dentist.
I know you told me your daughter tried to bite one time. That was like a big issue.
Yeah, she tries to bite a lot of things, mostly herself at the moment. That's one of her frustration things right now.
Why do people think that's crazy? What I think is crazy that is you have the confidence and you have enough trust in a person that could just be a random person with a mask on that says, hey, I'm a dentist, and they have their fingers in your mouth. That could be a kink for a lot of people. I'm like, I'm surprised more people don't bite.
I look for that look in their eyes. If they're giving me the sex eyes while they're in my mouth, I'm going to tell them to stop, please.
But you can't tell because they got that fucking flashlight on their forehead that's zooming into your eyes.
That's so you can't stare in their eyes. I see.
We found the conspiracy.
They're giving you those bedroom eyes while they're working on your teeth. Yeah. Don't worry, I got this. You know, why are you only using one hand, doctor? No reason. No reason.
Nurse, take over from here. When I was talking to my doctor about my back, she was like, I can recommend you a chiropractor. I was like, that's just bullshit. Like, chiropractics is bullshit. It's all a scam. And she's like, I agree. And I was like, okay. So like, a lot of medical professionals think it is like a little bit of a scam. They do help. But then once you get like corrected, then you know what it's like after a day after it wears off. You know what it's like to be like that again. And then you just miss it and you feel like you're in more pain. And I'm like, it's a fucking like pay into thing.
It's about like, I think you would probably get more benefit from just getting a good massage over going to the chiropractor. I mean, they pop you and snap you and stuff, but like most of that stuff isn't stuff that really needs to be popped anyway. It's for show.
Yeah. You know what's crazy is I found out that trainers, like physical trainers, like people that are like at a gym or something, fitness trainers, they're known as professional athletes. I did not know that.
Yeah, that makes sense. They do train a lot. I mean, you've got to train a lot to be a trainer.
I don't have a jersey that has any one of my trainers on it.
Oh, come on, man. My trainer Vic was the best, dude. You he was the man. No, fuck no.
I was about to say, holy shit. Like,
I look like I have a trainer?
I get it, but it's like, I start to question, like, if you're training with someone, then you just learn the regimen after a couple of sessions and don't you just do your own thing? But they're like, yeah, but you always change it because your body will get adapted to the old one. I'm like, look, I've been doing the same shit almost every day for 9 years. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'm fucking... any advice I could give is going to be free. I know someone tried to get me to be a trainer one time and I was like, nah, man, cause I did this cause I was bullied really bad. I'll give anybody that free advice. I was looking for it at a time too.
Yeah. I had someone that was asking me about being a personal trainer one time. And I was a bit on the fence about it. I don't think it was so much for like fitness, but I think it was more like in general, because I have such a kind of a happy go lucky demeanor, and you know, I'm always really polite and pleasant and got nice things to say to people and stuff. And I think that was kind of what she was going for, was like, you know, someone that could be like, hey, you know, why don't you try this instead of this or something, you know, not so much like maybe a little bit food wise too, because I picked up so much healthy stuff from Joe Rogan. I mean, as much as people are like, don't listen to Joe Rogan, he's horrible, I have picked up more healthy food tips and vitamin tips and health tips in general from Joe Rogan than anywhere else.
Did you ever not just Google it?
Yeah, well, you can, but like, I don't think about it. But if I'm just sitting there listening and I hear all this stuff about vitamins, you know, I'm like, I take it in and I'm like, oh, that's why vitamin D is so important. You know,
I don't take vitamins. I can't do that one.
You don't take your vitamins?
I'm pretty sure I got a Flintstone gummy that's rolling around in my stomach still from like when I was 7. But I can tell you, like, I don't know, like my cousin's into that. When my cousin lived with us, he had like 50 bottles of pills in his fucking like drawer that were all vitamin supplements. One was for hair. One was for
angry
this.
Dad style.
I was like, bro, I can't. I physically, that's a lot of money because those things are fucking expensive for vitamin D or something like that. It's like $20 for 50 of them. And
they raised the price of it because it got popular.
Yeah. But I look at it like, do you really need all those things, or can you get that from your nutrition? I'm like, it's simple shit. Like people always say like, but I hate eating salads. I'm like, mix it with something. Like it's not fucking hard to eat vegetables. I don't know why people go like, oh God, it's disgusting. I'm like, I'm not vegan, but it's not hard to just eat plants. It's really not.
I love vegetables, but I love pizza just a little bit more. You know, I love vegetables, but I love a hamburger just a teeny bit more than vegetables.
I had to drop my consumption of food because of the whole digestive stuff. And then I finally, the other day, worked my way up to a half a can of tuna.
Oh, wow.
Bro, the first night I was like, I don't have to drink just shakes anymore. I tore it up and I went overboard. Yo, I could not stop like getting sick. I was so massively sick and I researched it.
That sucks.
So a lot of deaths that happened after the Holocaust was over.
Yeah, you got the concentration camp. They finally get to eat syndrome.
And they die because they ate food. And
God, like, how fucking sad would that be? How sad. They're like, we're saved. We're liberated. This is the greatest day. And they're like, yes, we're so happy we saved you. Here, eat food. You need this. And then they eat a belly full of food and they croak.
It wasn't even a belly full of food. It was like a biscuit and like small stuff.
I doubt
stuff.
They could eat very much after that. Yeah.
Their stomach shrunk so much. I'm like, man, I mean, that's, I don't like that. I don't know. The health industry to me is just a big scam. Like everything where the sugar industry paid off scientists to lie to people.
I still do my vitamins though, but only because of the fact that I eat pretty crappy. I don't eat as many fruits and vegetables as I should and stuff like that. So I supplement a little bit with vitamins, but I don't go overboard. I just get the basics.
Yeah. But even people that say they eat healthy, those people don't even look healthy half the time. Like half the people go, I ate nothing but fruits and vegetables and then this. And that's like, yeah, but you're tired all the fucking time. Like you.
There's also the people that starve themselves and then go home and drink themselves into oblivion. But they're healthy because they didn't eat anything all day.
That I did since my long cardio day the other day, I went to the liquor store to get my buddy his birthday gift. I was going to give him like a beer or an IPA or something. But I saw they had chocolate peanut butter IPA. And I was like, that's got to be really fucking good. So I was like, man, I did some work today. I did put some effort into the gym. Let me get a sip of that, or let me just kill one of them. And I was like, nah, because then that opened up. It's $15 for four cans. I'm like, fuck that.
I know the price of beer is incredibly high. I used to drink beer a lot. Now I drink like maybe a can a month, if that. I do have this. It sounds really good. I have a chocolate milk stout that's been sitting in the fridge for about a month, and I'm looking forward to it. But it's just, I just have to have it has to be the right time.
Yeah, I see. It's a kind of like the people drink to get rid of their depression. And I just look at it like I'm not in like obviously depression, but I'm not in like this like good, like best place where I should be like partying. It's I have a money issue. I don't like to spend a lot of money. I have money, but I just don't like spending it. But I go like same thing when I go to a doctor. He goes, you want me to give you some pills for that like depression stuff, man? You're pretty depressed. I'm like, no, I want to fucking deal with it. You shouldn't have to take something to get rid of it. I want to confront it and get over it.
Yeah, same. I almost got depression stuff last time, and I was like, nah, you know, I think I can handle it.
I'm
strong enough.
With all the merch ideas, I'm gonna slowly start a cult of people, and then just drink a bunch of Kool-Aid like the Bebop comic.
We'll put on our fresh Nikes, and we'll be ready to go.
Everybody,
drink some.
I tweeted at Elon
Flavor-Aid.
Musk. I tweeted at Elon Musk. I was like, at Elon Musk, I was like, if I can't get you on my show, can I invite you over to my house to have a beer in the backyard as we talk about plans to make me into this weapon against the corporate elite? And he never got back to me.
Yeah, he doesn't get back to lots of people. Selfish bastard. Why can't he just answer everybody?
We'll chip him down slowly.
That's right. Keep plugging away at it. Eventually he'll answer, right?
I feel like one of those times you're going to, I got a response from Quiznos. So I'm like, look, I'm not going to toss Elon Musk out of the realm of possibilities.
Quiznos, huh? Usually it's Wendy's with the snapbacks.
No, Quiznos was like, I was like, Quiznos, where did you go? Because I have no Quiznos left in my town. And a lot of them moved into like Brazil area. I Googled it and they were like, we're still here keeping it toasty. And I was like, I like that response. That's a fucking good one. And thank you for responding to me, Quiznos.
I don't know. I couldn't do Quiznos a lot. The very first time that they put mayonnaise on my bread and then put it into the oven, I was really turned off. I was like, oh, hot mayonnaise, gross. And I was never the same after that.
It's kind of like everyone has a love-hate relationship with something. Like, I'm not a fan of Wendy's. I'm not a fan of certain things. People are like, how do you not love that? I'm like, because I've had a bad experience when I went there. It's just that fucking day you have that bad experience.
Yep, true that. You know, the one I've been loving but isn't anywhere else is a Del Taco. We've got a Del Taco next to us, and it's rad. It's what, like, Taco Bell was before the last 5 years when they've gotten, like, really expensive. Del Taco is just super dirt cheap. Everything's like 79, 89, 99 cents. And there's a whole menu of stuff that's like between $1 and $2. And you can get so much food. I went and got a bunch of stuff, like way more than me and my kid could eat, my 7-year-old. And it was $8.95. It was a giant bag of food and it was under $9. It was incredible.
It's kind of like Five Guys where they give you a bag of fries.
It's so many fries.
I'm like, this is a lot. It's like, take it home for the family. Get it the fuck out of here. I don't want it. Like, but I filled up on the peanuts while I was waiting in line.
Yep. I saw a Five Guys parody thing where they were like, here's your burger. And they throw the burger in the bag, just splatting in the bottom. And they're like, small fry. They just fill the rest of the bag.
Small
and then
fry.
There's grease pouring down the sides of the bag. And they just hand it to the guy. They're like, here you go.
Would you like to double bag it? It's like, I don't know, because I'm afraid you're going to give me two bags of fries.
Ooh, I can't do it. That's too many fries. I don't really like the peanut oil that much anyway.
Did you see how many people were trying to make their own Chick-fil-A? They were posting recipes on Twitter because the Chick-fil-A was trending because of the equality thing.
Yeah. It's I've had a Chick-fil-A next to me for a really long time, and I don't go, honestly, because the line is backed up around the corner and down the street every time I go by that place.
Oh my God, the girls there are hot as shit. I don't care. I'll wait in line for an hour. The girls there are hot. I don't know what it is about a girl in uniform when it comes to Starbucks, when it comes in Chick-fil-A. For me, it turns me on. I have
the uniform blouse and stuff. You just think about unbuttoning that blouse.
No, I don't think any of that. I just think it looks good. Like it covers up like some you'd ever see, like they have. All right. So there's thing called TikTok pants. Have you ever seen those?
I know TikTok, but I don't know.
So it's these pants.
Are you talking about the leggings?
Yes, that give a girl an ass.
Oh, the ones with the weird patterny stuff on them. Yeah, that every like woman wears now.
It's a push-up pants thing. And I'm like, it makes the body look good. Like a Chick-fil-A or a Starbucks or one of those uniforms with an apron makes it look like, makes it look good. Like my ex worked at Chick-fil-A. And then when she was, you know, we hung out after like she was off work and stuff like that. I was like, I feel as much as I did when you have the uniform on.
Like something about that blouse and slacks, man. Woo.
I must have some like emotional trauma I'm hiding behind that.
I feel that way sometimes. I have some weird kinks and I think about it every once in a while and I'm like,
I want to hear it.
That's strange.
I want to know more about Jason.
Oh gosh, man.
Besides your uncle or great, great, great grandfather killing somebody and then moving to a different sense. That's fucking nuts. I can't believe you dropped that on the ending of an episode.
Here's a weird one. I have a thing about, I think it's hot, like thinking about sharing my wife, but then at the same time, I don't want to ever do it, but it's hot thinking about it.
It's like, I have this weird thing where like, I'll help people like create like a shirt idea, or I'll help people create like anything, a podcast or something like that. And then when they don't give me credit, I'm like, I want to take back everything I fucking
do. Maybe you I'm get an none asshole. Of my participation.
I'm an asshole.
Give it back to me. And that and like a furry stuff, a little bit of furry stuff, kind of
like a bush.
Like, no, like furries, like the people that dress like animals.
You like that?
Just a little bit. Like I saw Beastars on Netflix and that stuff was hot. I was like, wow. So I think that somewhere deep down inside, there's a little teeny bit of furry in there as well.
I need to see skin. I can't have hair. A lot of hair.
I know. It's like wolves and fox doing it and stuff. It's weird. But
hey, it's each their own.
Yeah. I mean, it was just, they were kind of hot. I've always had a thing for like cat girls and animes and stuff.
I like to talk to the people that are like, yeah, they were riding me. And the next thing you know, they punched me right in the nose. And I'm like, what? And you like that? You like to be physically assaulted?
Isn't that weird?
I had an ex that liked collars. And I was like, let me try. And then she wanted to put it on me. And I was like, no, I'm not into this at all. I'm so vanilla when it comes to the bedroom. I'm like,
just not submissive enough.
No fucking food in here. My OCD will go nuts.
Yeah, I'm not big on the food either. It's messy and you could just you could get yeast infections and all kinds of nasty stuff from introducing food. It's not very safe.
I don't think I hate the act. I hate the cleanup.
Mm-hmm.
A cleanup is like, fuck, I don't even like making my bed sometimes, but I do it just so I feel successful.
And then when you're done, you're like, oh, I'm totally done. And all I want to do is just lay down and go to sleep. But like, no, I got to go get a towel and take care of everything. You know? Fuck out of here. Wait, it's kind of like that when I'm alone too, really, except for a little more shame, you know, shamefully find a towel.
Yeah, it might be shameful, but it's easier.
It's so much easier.
It's like Bill Burr had that joke about like there's he saw an interview with a robot and he was like, and he explains like the history of the sex doll. And then he explains there's now a robot with $10,000. You'll be able to fuck it. And then people are like, and I gasped in the air. And he's like, see, you just went from the sex doll that was everybody was laughing at. And then now the robot thing, you're like, because you realize that's going to be a real thing. And I'm like, oh, my God, that is going to happen one day. We're going to have these. Then people aren't going to want to talk to other. You don't even want to start a relationship because it's so much easier to have this thing go, I would love to blow you, and just gets down like C-3PO.
Oh, come on. They're going to have the voices better than that.
Nah, at first it's going to be just like that.
And put some cat ears on there for me while you're at it.
Well, they have to do those types of things. It's called the uncanny valley. If you make it too symmetrical or too much like humans, it becomes difficult. So you need that disconnect. So you'll still be able to treat it like an object, not like a person. But then it starts coming into like robot lives matter. It's like, oh, fuck, man. They're trying to kill you. Well, it's because we killed first. It's like, fuck, man. Like, you got to understand these are machines. We built them.
What if your sex doll gets mad and all of a sudden thinks it was raped all those times?
I think there's a point, like I said, 26 is all I'm aiming for. I don't know. I don't know how crazy the world's going to get in the next 10, 15 years. I'm like, look, I barely like what it is right now. Like,
we're filing assault charges on people. Look, he had sex with me 100 times, 123 without my permission.
The world might be pretty bad, but there's also a lot of good to it too. We just need to try and find it. But I'm like, look, if it's that damn hard to try and find the good to it, it's like, what's the incentive? You're not incentivizing people to want to find joy in life. That's why I say flip the script. You know, eventually, if you flip the script and change your outlook on things, it's kind of like willing something into the universe. If you sit there and worry constantly, your life is going to be filled with worries. I mean, it's simple as that. Like, we talk about things I've said that people have created already. Like, you should watch Dark Mirror. I was sitting there saying, to truly know everything, you have to admit that you know nothing. And someone's like, that's Socrates. I'm like, I thought I fucking made that up. I'm sorry.
You know, I've done that with Marcus Aurelius quotes before. I used to have one that I said back in the day that was love everyone, there's not enough time to hate. And then I was going through some Marcus Aurelius, and there was one that was almost the same, just written a little bit differently. And it's like, it's just, it's pure philosophy. It's one of those things that everybody can come around to in their own time, in their own way. And it's something that sticks with you when you do say it to yourself, like, oh yeah, that does make a lot of sense.
That's a better way of looking at it than me just going like, fuck, everything I create's already been created. Now it's like, no, it's, yeah, that means you're on the same wavelength. You're on the cusp of greatness.
Robbie, there's no song sung by a bird that hasn't been sung before.
That's deep. Where'd you hear that?
Shakespeare.
Really? That was Shakespeare?
Yeah, that was William Shakespeare.
Wow.
Yeah, he's got a lot of quotable quotes. That guy was he was impressive.
I'm gonna write a book called Why Are You Reading This Book? Go Live Your Life.
I think that there already is a book called that.
Damn it.
Probably. Again, they've taken all your ideas. That's before you've even had a chance to do it.
That's what gets me. I've had some people promote books and just want to talk about books, but they also get into the conversation and I'm like, look, if you don't really promote it and you just do it at the end or something, then it more people are going to be attracted to it because they realize who you are as a person. It's kind of why how you sell it. But like, so many people will be like, well, I wrote this book after I had this, and they give you a huge backstory, but they always keep referencing the book. Like, well, it's in my book. It's like, man, there are people out there that I've talked to that have been like these people that seem successful, but they're just in an office chair like I am. They're doing all these simple shit that they're showing greatness through a Zoom call, but their life might be shit all around it. Like, I only see you through this little window, but around you could be toys everywhere. I have no clue.
No, it's actually picked up, but it takes a long time. Every night it takes at least an hour of picking up.
But I think when you understand that what you're seeing and what you're viewing is one way they want to show you rather than what the truth might actually be. And I think people just get stuck in their head, much like myself, of like all these successful things. And then you start to compare it to your own life and see that you're not doing a lot when you're really truly doing a lot.
For sure. It's all about enjoying the simple moments, taking in everything, you know, boiling all the BS out of it, you know, all the rhetoric and just stupid stuff that doesn't make sense. And just, you know, taking what comes like in from all sides, not just from watching media, not just from reading the paper, but just like from podcasters and from friends and from relatives and, you know, put it all in the pot. Boil all the bullshit out of it and you know, pull up what you find, and that's going to be closer to the truth than what they're trying to show you right now.
Here comes another thing with aliens. Imagine if they come down here and they see you boiling crabs in a pot and lobsters, and then you start to realize that whistle that you hear, that whistle is them screaming because they're dying.
Maybe that's their high frequency signal to the aliens above. Maybe they were planted by the aliens in the first place. They say the octopus, maybe. They said there is nothing on Earth that shares the DNA of octopus. They think that they might have come in on an asteroid that crashed into the oceans and created a little bit of life.
Where is that coming from?
I don't know. I just heard it somewhere along the line.
That's a fucking weird conspiracy theory.
It's a weird fact. But
you say,
you know,
hang on a second.
They say that a lot of stuff has been brought in panspermia from asteroids and stuff.
Panspermia.
Yeah, panspermia. That's what it's called. When an asteroid brings living organisms to a planet that it crashes into.
Who names these fucking things?
I don't know. Panspermia sounds kind of dirty.
That's what I'm saying. Like we had Pangea when all the continents and countries were like together and they broke apart slowly.
I don't know. I'm starting to think that Pangea, I don't know if it's like 100%. Like, boy, they sure did come up with that a long time ago. And I haven't heard anything about it recently at all.
Because people can't even get down on the basis that the Earth's not flat.
Mm-hmm. True. I know. We're still fighting over stupid stuff. It's like we can't get past the stupid stuff to get to the educational stuff.
There's so many times I'm like talking to someone about it and I'm like, damn it. Like you got a lot of good points. And you also like you've somehow like created this whole back. It's like a conspiracy theory where you start looking into you're like, oh, my God.
That's
like,
what makes a good conspiracy theory is got to have those little hooks that are truthful. Those little pieces in it that you're like, yeah, I could see that. That's what pulls you in.
The corporate elites.
Mm-hmm.
I swear there's got to be an Illuminati. I know people are like, no, there's no Illuminati. I'm like, look, there's a lot of shit I think that we barely even have a grasp of understanding.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and COVID went and showed us all, you know, just how weird and malevolent that our governing bodies could be.
No, it's when you start to realize they don't actually care.
Yeah, now we just need to, gosh, man, over here in Oregon, it's ridiculous. Our governor has gone like COVID crazy and she still wants us to be in lockdown still. And like even now that they're trying to take away the mask mandates and stuff, and she still wants us all to wear masks and stuff. And it's like, come on.
Wait, didn't you guys what is it?
Decriminalize.
You guys decriminalize drugs. So what does that mean? Can you get arrested? Do you get arrested for having pot on you or mushrooms?
No, if you have something that they don't dig, they can take it from you, they can confiscate it, but you won't get more than I don't even think they can give you a ticket for it now.
Wait, so I can have meth and then they can just take it away?
Yeah, they would just take it away.
Your governor's fucked.
It's not that bad idea though. It keeps a lot of people out of prison that don't need to be there.
No, I mean on the basis of that's not the issue. Oh
yeah, with the whole COVID thing, she's taken a lot of she's trying to take a lot more control than she should have.
You can do meth if you want, but if you wear a fucking mask, if you don't wear a mask, you're an asshole. It's like, hang on a second. You can feel like your priorities are probably switched around here.
And we've got all the COVID lotteries up here too. Washington is doing a poke for a toke right now, where they're giving a joint for everybody that gets a COVID shot.
Genius.
I'm like, seriously, genius. Come on. That's quit trying to give us money to do this stuff. It makes you look so much more shady.
I actually saw an article about like the number of vaccinations have stopped. So his goal of trying to get 70% of America vaccinated by July is not.
That's why they're doing those, you know, $1 million raffles and, you know, free trucks and, you know, hunting licenses for life and all over states are doing all this different stuff.
Damn, yo, that's
more
some
people.
The hunting license for life is very, very incentivizing.
It is if you're a hunter, for sure. That's a lot of money you pay for all that.
Man, I'm trying to see what would get me to be able to do it.
I know. Like, why would I do it for a pint of beer or something? That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Like,
but I feel like it preys on people.
You get a discount.
Because there's a lot of people that, yeah, or like a free Krispy Kreme donut or something. It's like there are a lot of people out there that like are alcoholics that would go and get that shot just for a pint.
Free liquor.
And I think
for
they prey on people. No, it's not even that. They won't even go that far. They're just like, come on down, get your jab, and we'll give you a pint.
I don't know. What would incentivize you enough to be able to do that?
I don't know. With all the wild stuff that I've been hearing, I don't think I want to try it at all.
I'm not against it, but I just don't feel like it's not to work. Like on the COVID website or on the CDC website, there's COVID vaccine complications as a tab. You can click on that. It'll show you the numbers, and the number has surpassed polio that's been around for 40 something
years. It's crazy. Like the last I checked, which was like a week or so ago when I was talking to you, it was 4,800 plus people have died, just straight up died from it. 8,000 people have been hospitalized from it with all manner of things, blood clots, strokes, aneurysms, all kinds of crap. And then there have been another, let's see, it was 8,000. And then there was like another 1,000 people that had heart attacks on top of that. And it's
I'm not going to let someone say I'm doing something bad if I don't get it, because those people don't even have their own fucking household in order. So
yeah, I'm totally vaccinated. I am not stepping up for their gene therapy. I don't believe it's a vaccination. It's not what you would consider a vaccination.
Did you hear my conspiracy episode with Brandon?
I think so. I think I actually just listened to that one earlier today.
We're talking about like the vaccines eventually. Imagine if they put something inside of you to where you can't have kids, and then only the rich can have kids. And then they start making a system of government generations upon generations down the line. If you have to have a certain amount of wealth, or you have to accomplish a certain amount of things in life to be able to have kids, and steak would be a luxury.
Yeah, I think that they're doing that. I think they're trying to make it like the haves and the have nots.
Snowpiercer.
They don't want there to be that middle class. They don't want there to be that ladder that you can climb up to get to the upper class. They want to take that ladder out of the middle so that you can't climb those rungs and get up. They want to do everything they can to keep people from learning how to and making money and making wealth for themselves. They want except for the people in their families and their friends.
It's like tagging a shark. You want to tag all the people that might be, a bad problem or something, and then keep all the other ones like out of line, because you realize they're never going to realize something or grasp it. That's why we punish people that succeed, even if it's not legal. For instance, like if you want to talk about the guy that it was a homeless dude, he hooked up into his power lines and got free power for his tent, and people, they punished him for that. I get it, it's a crime, but shouldn't you give that guy a fucking job? Like, that guy just did something that normal people can't do ever.
Right. And there's a lot of people out there like that. And so many people forced out of their homes right now and their businesses, and tons of smart people that are finding themselves on the street, living in cars and stuff.
Well, it's like the people that are incarcerated for life, and then they go to them like, how did you do it? How did you get past our firewall? How did you break into the security so we can plug it up and make sure it never happens again? You know, we'll give you a lesser sentence. It's like, why are you punishing the people for doing this? You should be hiring them and getting them to go and work with us.
Some of the top guys in security and stuff are all ex-burglars and, you know, hackers and things, because they're going to know the best ways to keep people from doing it.
I don't know. It's all topsy-turvy. I would think that we would want to try our best to succeed as people rather than shoot each other in the foot.
Me too. I don't steal at all.
But you have more than me.
Yeah, I know. I don't even care if people have more than me. Most of the people that I clean for have more than me. I wouldn't last very long in their houses.
Didn't you tell me your daughter was like a bit of a klepto?
She just tries to like grab stuff that she's not supposed to, was her biggest thing.
But you went back. I remember you told me one time you went back into the store and paid for something because she had told. That's kids, right? That doesn't mean they're bad. That just means that they don't understand like that whole money thing. Because money, even I don't even understand it. Like, it's like fucking nuts that we're using a piece of paper that controls our lives.
Especially that it's all on a card now too. That makes it even harder. At least when we were kids, we could count out actual money. But now, like, how do you give kids their allowance? I had to go to the ATM the last time the Tooth Fairy came because I had no cash. I didn't have paper cash.
I gave you this $20 deposit into your account. It's like, well, the money's supposed to be under the pillow. All I got was a receipt.
Look, the Tooth Fairy bought you $20 worth of Robux. Come on, buddy.
That's a lot. That was like
awesome.
That,
think of how many shirts you could buy with that.
Holy shit, $20 for a tooth.
No, I wouldn't get that much. I think it did five the last time, but it was only because it was like his first real lost tooth, and I was like, all right, well, fine then, we'll give him a big one this time.
I still don't understand why dentists won't let you keep your tooth after they take it out.
I don't understand that either.
You got to keep your kid's baby teeth.
It's your tooth.
Exactly.
Why can't you have it back?
Because it's a medical hazard.
Yeah, it's medical waste.
If I lose my fucking arm, you bet your ass I'm keeping my arm.
I think there was a guy that got his foot and cooked it up.
Yeah, he ate it.
Yep.
You heard that probably from my show.
Yeah, like taco meat.
They had horse meat scandal. Remember that when Taco Bell got sued because they found out it was horse meat?
Yeah, I somehow doubt that. People talk a lot. It's a problem. They need is one upset customer jumps on Twitter and goes, I don't even want to eat there anymore. Probably got horse meat, you know, and then everybody's like, what? Horse meat at Taco Bell? And they run with the story and then it's off.
So a rule of thumb for like eating healthy too is like consuming your weight in protein to help build up muscle mass, when especially if you're working out and stuff. So I looked up the protein content online, and they have like human person. is like so like rich in muscle and in protein content. I'm like, yo, that's a way better thing to be eating. Now you understand cannibals, why they're so freakishly strong besides all the meth they consume. It's fucking.
Yeah. And they get the strength from the person that they're consuming on top.
Now
of
you're thinking
strength.
Like the Aztecs.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how they did it. They got their strength by drinking their blood.
You need
they
to make
their power.
You need to make merch.
Mm-hmm. That would be cool.
Do you have a story?
I do like to be creative. I love making logos and little splash pages for the podcast and stuff. It's a blast.
So I don't know if I should say this on air, but I have an idea for you. I think you're really going to like, and it happens to do with mixed media.
Nice.
And you won't have to have multiple merch stores. You can have one merch store with all of them under the same banner.
True.
But I'm going to give you the idea, and hopefully this episode we'll have it done before the episode comes out so nobody steals it. But it is patent to you exclusively. But I was
true.
Thinking of like either
not a very many mixed media for us.
Well, either like a record player or mm-hmm. like a one of those like the Zynograms, the giant like things with like the, you know, Thomas Edison made it.
Are you talking about the
the one that looks like a giant fucking like siren hooked to the giant thing and you crank it, wind it up, and it would put out music?
Like, a phonograph.
Yes,
that's it.
Have one of those, but coming out of the phonograph in like green, purple, and like some of the colors that are in your logo, and have it spell out like mixed media forest. And then
I gotcha. That's pretty right? cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's got kind of that vintagey feel with the antique, old Victorola or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you could have it like that. And then if you had a mascot, you could easily fucking have that thing cranking that. So it looks like it would be
right. Well, there's where the girl with the cat ears comes in.
Who's the girl with the cat ears?
That's my mascot.
The girl with the cat ears.
Yeah, heck yeah.
You need an animal, man. You need like a sloth, or you need like a
sloth.
Something that
no,
kids
my,
can enjoy.
My
like
animal
a cereal
be a little
mascot.
More an animal. I don't know. My problem is I do kind of aim towards cats and stuff in general. Like I like cats in all manners, like from the biggest to the smallest. Like I love tigers and stuff. I don't think they're actually cats though.
They're kind of like cats. It's in the name.
They are cute though.
It's like
I do
Cobra
like
Kai.
How they stand up and look around.
In Cobra Kai, when he starts his own new dojo, spoiler alert. He calls it Eagle Fang. He's like, eagles don't have fangs. He goes, shut up. It's cool.
It sounds cool. Shut up. Right on.
You could do
Eagle Fang.
A meerkat, or you could, if all right.
I saw that old Kung Fu movie where it's Eagle Fang.
if you really think about it though, so is that like one, if you could pick a mascot, it would be something cat related?
Yeah, probably.
Why don't you try doing like a Siamese cat or something?
Maybe like like a little anime style cat, kind of like a like Gigi and Kiki's Delivery Service or something like that, you know, like a small black cat or something, you know, some little.
Or you could have two mascots. You could have two cats. One's black and one's white. They look exactly the same.
Ooh, or like Jingaro on Kimagure Orange Road. That would be good too. He's fun.
I don't know any of these animes.
Cool. Watch some anime already, man. I just hit 535 on One Piece, episode 535. You want to do some cardio? Watch some One Piece. There's 1,000 episodes.
I know. That show's too much for me.
It's awesome. It's so good.
I have bad experience.
I laugh. I cry. I scream at the TV. Oh, man. It's an emotional experience.
I'm glad you have that escape.
Mm-hmm.
I'll stick to banging my head on the wall and watching Bo Burnham.
I haven't watched that new one yet. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen it probably like 50,000 times.
Oh, so it's good?
I watched him grow like from his YouTube show.
I've loved Bo
Burnham.
Like when he put out his main albums and stuff, what is it, 7 or so years now?
I was on him before.
Those were
he came
amazing.
Cool.
I loved those albums, all of his albums. And
I was
12 listened
years
to
old,
him on Pandora
watching him on YouTube,
and stuff.
And I watched him grow.
Mm-hmm. He's so smart. So funny, and just that he can play music on top of that is incredible. He's super talented.
I it's funny because I was talking about that. My buddy's like, yeah, but you don't know how hard it is to be a rapper. And I was like, dude, it's so easy to be a rapper. And my response to that, I don't know if you saw my video, You saw it with the rap. That was right off the top of my head. I'm like, it's not that fucking hard. If you really, I think the issue is you overthink it and then you think it's got to be this thing. I'm like, dude, if you just start saying random shit. But then also there's that theory I had that there are some people that are like, you look at them like you are fucking more advanced in everything. You could be like a one of these top stars, but then they end up dying young or something. My town is exactly like that. My town is destined, or like people talk about, there's this certain place that has like, maybe it's in the water. Everybody that comes out of this one area seems to be creating movies, like Silicon Valley type stuff.
Yeah.
My town has the idea or is set up to be like that, but the people that are born here and living here are not like that. So then they feel like failures throughout life, mm-hmm. because it's a beach town. It's our
club town. And you're in a small town, yeah. and there's not a lot going on.
So mm-hmm. like people are expecting like, well, this town breeds people. No, it doesn't. It's set up for successful people. None of them are successful.
For sure. For sure. And besides that, beach town has got to be expensive as heck. It's just like living next to Portland for us.
Don't even get me started on the.
But you get cheap seafood.
Yeah, yeah, that is very cheap.
That's true. I'd love to have cheap seafood, man. And like you know what I can't have in Portland? I can't have a fresh bowl of clam chowder. And it makes me sad because I don't want it to travel. I don't want it to come all the way over here to Portland. I want my clam chowder fresh from the sea.
I love clam chowder.
Oh, me too.
It can come out of a fucking can. I don't care.
Nah, canned. The clams get too chewy when it comes out of a can.
See, I had a experience where you ate whatever what you really had. You couldn't have all these luxuries and all these five-star dinner things. So I was like, that's a benefit though, because now when I'm like, I will never spend so much extravagant amount of money on like a steak. I'll never do any of that. I want the cheap stuff. So I'm like, because I don't really care too much about it.
Well, there's still like, I tracked down the best chowder when I was on a beach trip a couple of years ago. And it was this place called the Chowder Bowl. And they had all homemade chowder. And they put it in a bowl. And they put this big pat of butter on top of it and let it just melt into it. And it was amazing. Best chowder I've ever had. Best clam chowder ever.
Well, I'm hungry now.
Oh, it's so good. It's making me hungry. It's 4 a.m. here. I don't need to eat.
Yeah, I didn't eat before we did this podcast. So I'm fasting right now. So I'm like, okay, well, hopefully we'll talk about food. Now we got
you thinking about food. You're like, yeah. Oh, wait a minute.
Jason, where can people find your podcasts and your page and your stuff and your amazing links? And maybe if you want to give out your phone number for someone to call you and bug you.
Oh, no. It's bad enough that you got my phone number. So I'm kidding.
Cuts deep. Just,
you could find me at the Mixed Media Forest podcast. That's the flagship. And I think even if I chop down all the rest of them, that one's still going to be going. And even if I take a long hiatus in between episodes, I'm still working on stuff. And and I have a Sixer. I'm doing an episode of the Sixer coming up again. I did one about 3 or 4 months ago for my buddy Kevin. He runs the Sixer podcast. It's I pick 6 songs and they can they don't have to have a rhyme or reason, but the last one I did, I picked 6 songs that reminded me of my wife. And then this next one, I'm doing 6 songs for the letter F. We'll call it F is for ..
It's a good one.
And that should be pretty cool.
6 dots.
Maybe. I just thought if I did F is for, when people look up F is for family and stuff, it'll bring up the podcast. So I get some big hits on that one. Yeah. Viral marketing.
That's smart.
Six F songs. That's what they're going to be.
I'll make sure I link it all in the description. And thanks for entertaining and enjoying this episode of Out of the Blank podcast.